Adam Pengilly, morning to you, mate. How are you?
At least Uncle Laurie's horses are starting, boys. Mine are getting scratched every race meeting at the moment. Same as Laurie's.
So was mine. Well? Yeah. What did you have on the weekend? I can't remember.
Kinlock.
Oh, that's right.
Race. Yep. Scratched. And I think my horse on Wednesday was scratched as well. So not having much luck with these wet tracks at the moment.
No, it's that time of the year, isn't it?
Yeah.
I think I went through a period last year. I reckon we had 6 weeks in a row where we had a horse just scratched.
It's incredible.
Unbelievable. The mock of me.
6 wins, isn't it, Loz?
No, we take it as a win, yes. Yeah, we take it as a win. Chris Waller, he had a big day out at Randwick on Saturday.
4 winners, Laurie. It's amazing, isn't it? Sort of passes by and doesn't get a lot of commentary these days, does it, when he has 4 winners? We're about to wrap up this season, and he's going to win the Sydney Trainers Premiership in an absolute cancer, obviously. He's more than 100 wins ahead of second place Bjorn Baker. It's just amazing, isn't it? We'll start the new season in a couple of weeks' time, and there'll be no betting on the Trainers Premiership, will there? There's just no point. We know he's going to win it. His dominance for Sydney racing is sort of knowing no bounds. And I reckon he's never more dominant or more ruthless than these winter meetings. Like, his production line of horses that are capable of winning at Saturday level just come to the fore at this time of year. We know he's going to win his fair share of stakes races and Group 1s at carnival time. But in winter, his stable just keep churning out the winners week after week after week. So it was one of those meetings where it's probably hard to follow too many horses out of this meeting on wet tracks heading towards the early spring races. But again, Chris Waller to the fore with 4 winners, boys.
Adam, tell me about this new race, the Invitation. Cash is king, buddy.
Clarky.
Cash is king.
A lot of debate about this new race, which was announced by Racing New South Wales later on Friday after we went off air, called the Invitation for fillies and mares over 1,400 metres to be run on Cox Plate Day. I reckon it just depends what lens you look at it through, boys. A lot of trainers would be absolutely ecstatic about this new race. They've got a nice filly or mare. A lot of owners who sort of race at that top end or the top echelon who have got nice fillies and mares that they race would be happy about having a $2 million race to head towards. Personally, I'm a little bit concerned about we're splitting some of our best horses and jockeys, to be fair. I think we've got to try and get our best horse flesh and our best jockeys sort of congregating or converging on the one meetings on each weekend. I know the Everest has done a great job since its inception. I was probably one of the maybe biggest sceptics when it was first announced, but it's proved me completely wrong. It's been a runaway success. It's been run on Caulfield Cup Day for the last couple of years, and I think they've sort of coexisted, those two races. I'm a little bit concerned about this race sort of being on Cox Plate Day with the Empire Rose down in Melbourne a week later. I feel some stakes raises for the Hill Stakes as well, and the George Main as well, up to $1 million each. And the debate's rumbling on about whether we need this sort of race, this Invitation. No doubt it's going to generate a lot of publicity given its nature. It's going to have a selection panel choosing the fillies and mares to go to that race, which will create a lot of talking points. But I don't know how it's going to play out, boys. It's a fascinating little concept.
And sweet deals out of retirement accordingly.
Yeah, that's right, isn't it, Jared? Like, so John Thompson's virtually announced on the course of the weekend her owners decided to put her back in work and get her ready for this race. And the one thing I will say is that down there in Melbourne for the Spring Carnival, they probably lack sort of a really marquee 1,400-metre race. You see a lot of really good sprint races over the 1,200 metres. There's obviously the big miles down there throughout Cup Week. But it doesn't have a really good 1,400-metre race. And John Thompson's virtually said this is an absolute ideal race for us. So we'll try and have a three-run preparation. She'll be served by Zoustar and be in foal to Zoustar. And she'll probably race in this Invitation if she gets an Invitation while she's in foal. So no doubt it's going to get a really good field. Lots of great fillies and mares. I'm sort of intrigued to see how the rest of their campaigns are going to play out.
Sorry,
I was just going to say, it's madness when you look at the calendar, isn't it, Adam? Because you look at 1,400-metre Group 1s, and you look in the autumn, and you've got, the awe and the futurity back-to-back at Caulfield over a two-week period or a three-week period. And then there's not much for them in the spring. It's just, we've got to do something about this.
Yeah, and
this is ridiculous.
We've got the All-Age Stakes in the autumn as well, Jared, sort of at the back end of the Sydney Carnival. But down there in the spring, there's just not a lot of 1,400-metre races, is there? I think the Sir Rupert Clark's obviously Group 1, but that's sort of early in the spring, around September, down there in Melbourne. But as you get closer to sort of the climax of the Spring Carnival, so to speak, in Sydney and Melbourne, there's just not a lot of 1,400-metre races. So maybe they're taking a little bit of an advantage of this, scheduling this race. As I said, I'm still a little bit concerned about how it's going to affect sort of the Empire Rose a week later. Maybe the horses can go back up and go one into the other. I don't know, but no doubt it's going to split a bit of the jockey pool and the horse pool as well.
Well, mate, you go and have a good day, and we'll chat tomorrow.
See you, boys.